Yeah, so we're at the toy drive, and people just kept asking me about you.
Yeah.
Because you didn't look good.
Nope.
And people have been commenting on pictures that we're posting of you.
Constantly.
And people have been asking me, is AJ okay?
Right. I mean, again, like, folks are like, hug me. Be like, are you shrinking? Like, it was obvious there was something going on.
Yeah.
Also, you know, you lost a lot of weight. Are you okay? You've lost a lot of weight.
Everyone, well, a lot of people, very concerned about you. They didn't want to ask you directly, so they would ask me.
Right.
But now you're ready to talk about it on the air. You wanted to wait until after the holiday.
Exactly, right. There's no need to bring this up, you know, during the Yuletide and, you know, that all that stuff. I mean, it's not terrible. It's not terrible, but it is concerning. Because of other things that were happening, the hernias and everything else, it was diagnosed that I had multiple myeloma, which is kind of like a blood disease, like a blood cancer.
Yeah.
What happens is that your white cells are beating the crap out of the healthy red cells. So it was discovered during one of the tests that I was a little anemic. Normal being like 13, I was at an 8, and I stepped up to a 9, went back up to a 9. So that was concerning to them. So more tests were done. I received a couple of spinal taps. The taps that didn't been back. I did a couple of those and everything, and they confirmed it. So now I have to go to treatment.
Yeah.
But they caught it early. So I started my treatments already. I started a different kind of treatment coming up this week, Wednesday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
A little more aggressive one. And given my age and my history of, you know, being a little stronger, you know, then there's a really good feeling they can bring me back either exactly how I was or very close to how I was before.
Yeah, like what your doctor said. He said, you know, I'm going to get you back to 100% or close.
Yep, exactly.
Very optimistic.
Very optimistic, yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, the timing of it, you went on this fasting diet.
Yep.
And you started losing all this weight, and it got me thinking. I'm like, damn, that diet's working.
Yeah, me too.
Just horrible timing. Like, if you weren't on a diet and you were losing weight, we'd say something is freaking wrong here.
Yeah, the concern.
It took us a long time to, you know.
Yep.
I didn't even think. I just thought you were on a diet.
Yeah. I went from 188 to 134. That's how far down I went.
In
a span of, I want to say, from like June until the 134 was 2 weeks ago, of which now I rebound. I actually gained some weight. I'm now up to 146. So
you have that going on.
Right.
And then you have two external hernias.
Right. I have two hernias, one on each side.
And then you have an internal hernia.
Yeah, that was a diaphragm hernia.
Yeah.
And this diaphragm hernia was cause concern because what's happening with the diaphragm hernia is the diaphragm basically separates your gut works from all your chest stuff. And apparently, it was so bad that about 25% of my intestines were actually in my right chest, crushing my lung, which is the reason why I was breathing the way I was.
Yeah, you didn't sound good on the air. And people talked to me about it. They said he doesn't sound good.
Yeah, and also I was kind of like a different color. I was like kind of grayish in color.
Yeah.
Basically, because I was being suffocated. So what they had to do is they had to take all that. I had surgery done last week during the vacation.
Well, let's get there. You have this... You have multiple things going on.
Yes.
And this internal hernia is keeping you from breathing right.
Right.
And, you know, Jennifer's been on your MyChart. And she's, you know, can talk to your doctors for you.
Right.
And she said, he's not breathing right.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we want to get to the cancer treatment first. And, you know, luckily, a cancer nurse spotted it. Like, this guy's not breathing right.
Yeah.
So wasn't this the Friday we went off the air? Like this is, oh no, we went off like on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you actually.
You were still here Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, I've completely left the show Friday and I went to go get my cancer treatments. And when I went to get the cancer treatments, I was walking like I couldn't go 5 feet without having to stop and gasp for air. And the girl was looking at me like, you know, there's something wrong with
Something's
wrong. And then she was alerted to the doctor. I didn't realize everybody was looking at me now. And they were like, get him out of here. Get him across the street. Get him to a hospital.
Yeah. So they brought you over to Griffin ER.
Yep.
They were tremendous.
Yeah.
they sent you off to Yale because they were like, well, you're going to surgery time.
Yep, exactly. And they took me out there and they had to take all my intestines out of my chest. And of course, you had to, for a couple of days, you had to sit there, wait for that lung to wake back up again, which it did. Because yeah. It was trampled the entire time. Picture you park your car on a bush. Eventually, the bush starts to die out. That's exactly what's going on every single day. Yeah. I was being trampled.
I have to tell you, the second that I spoke to you when you came out of surgery, I heard night and day difference in your voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And your lung wasn't even back yet.
No.
And I was like, wow, he sounds a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I have more power. What's nice is breathing in. I can breathe in really deep. Where I was, I can only breathe like a little bit, like a little slip, like a sip of air, basically.
Yeah.
I can actually breathe in really, really deep. So they took care of that. So, but also there's another thing to throw in there is I also have three fractured vertebra in my lower back. I don't know what the hell. Everything happened at once. I'm like a damaged car.
The hernia has been a reoccurring nightmare for a long time,
yeah.
And I don't think they've done the best work in that area.
Right, and they still have two hernias left to fix. Those two. All right, so they fixed the major
internal
one
hernia. Do they know where that came from?
They don't know exactly. It was mentioned by I guess one of the other surgeons prior had seen it and didn't say anything. Just was like, just note it and said something. Hey, by the way, you got this thing going on over here.
Right.
I would have appreciated that. I did not get that service.
Yeah.
You know, so this could have been taken care of a lot sooner and probably a lot less stressful, a lot less work.
Yeah.
You know, as it was, they had to put everything back. They had to sew the hole, and then they had to put extra heavy gauge stuff over that hole to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like anything from, lifting something incorrectly. That sounds like
there was
a problem during one of the surgeries, and they screwed something up.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. An oopsie.
Jennifer's on the phone. Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, at the last few months, AJ and I have been on the phone quite a bit, and he was kind enough to grant me access to his MyChart. It's a patient portal through the hospital, and I was able to really review everything that's been happening with him, his blood work, doctor's notes and everything. And I am telling you, AJ has a resilience that is just unmatched. It has blown my mind that you have been so functional before this diaphragm hernia surgical repair. So AJ, everything.
Yeah, like how did he show up to the toy drive,
right,
and get through that? It's unbelievable. Your grit.
I have no idea.
Absolute grit. I mean, even just hearing him on air now. I mean, listeners can hear that he sounds like himself. But prior to the surgical repair, and mind you, everything that I'm mentioning here, AJ has given me permission to mention.
Yes.
But the diaphragm is a massive muscle beneath your rib cage or beneath your lungs. And there was a hole in that muscle, and that's where his bowel was going into. And like AJ said, so much so that it was one of his lungs was partially collapsed. So that's the reasoning for all of the shortness of breath and difficulty, speaking. So it's just he tolerated the surgery beautifully, and he has started treatment. And so everything he's taken, everything that he's receiving, he is tolerating beautifully. And it's a combination of chemotherapy and immunotherapies just to attack the cancer cells. And he's a model patient. I mean, and everything he's receiving, people are completely functional. They do beautifully with his treatment, and his blood work is responding beautifully, and he's receiving great care. And I'm just very happy to help him out with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he's bounced right back. He gained weight.
Oh,
he's got his color back.
Right.
I mean, his blood cells look good, right, coming back?
Yeah. I mean, after his hernia, the diaphragmatic hernia repair, which was phrased as, quote, giant, his blood work has rebounded beautifully. His white blood cells. So the multiple myeloma really is like a cancer of the plasma cells in your bone marrow. And that's why patients have skeletal involvement. That's why AJ has compression fractures in his back. That is due to the multiple myeloma. It's a very classic presentation.
Mm. It's coming out of nowhere.
And these are all things that could be treated and corrected. I mean, it's very treatable. Everything the doctor said, I 100% agree. Yeah. As far as, you know, getting back to where you were.
Were there any points, AJ, when you heard that news where you were, like, S-ing yourself?
No.
No? Good.
No. You know why? I'm not going to give anybody that satisfaction.
Yeah.
No, I got stuff I got to do.
Right.
There's still too many people I got to feed a big old turd sandwich to in life.
Right. You know, and I have to say, like, you know, being a nurse for as long as I've been, AJ is, he's an excellent patient. I mean, anything, I'm like, AJ, you should do this, or I make a suggestion to do that. He does everything. And anything that the staff suggests that he does as far as his treatment, he's like, okay. And these are the patients that succeed. You know, he already has succeeded. I mean, he's just doing great. I'm so proud.
Thank you.
You're a tough guy, AJ. You really are.
Well, we were really worried about you when you went in for the surgery.
I was too.
I mean, that was a very long weekend.
Yeah,
like just worrying about you.
Yeah, I remember when they put me in on the operating table. One thing we should also mention: even my heart got moved out of where it was supposed to be. My heart got moved.
Yeah, your doctor said your heart wasn't even in
where it was supposed
right
to.
Spot.
It got moved over, and that's best.
I don't know
up.
How you did it.
I have no
I
idea
know how you
I,
just
no
walked
idea.
Around.
Yeah. Apparently, I was too dumb to feel it, but whatever.
Sometimes you just should tell people, like, hey, you got to look at this. I'm having some real problems here.
Yeah, but I didn't notice anything. I was like, you know, because really, that was the whole thing. I couldn't breathe. But when I was being laid down on the operating table, because you have that moment before they put you out, as I'm being laid down on the table and everything, I met all the people who were working on me. It was like a roll call. I'm so-and-so. I do this. You know, very, very nice people. Love all of them. And I thanked them all. And then I felt kind of odd. And they're bringing that thing down. You know,
yeah, they say count back from 100 or whatever, and you get to like 99 and you're out.
It took longer. usually I even make 95.
Yeah.
I made the lower 80s.
Ooh.
That's how far back I went because my mind wouldn't shut off and stuff like that. And I started talking to my dad.
Why were you worried?
I started talking to my dad. And I said, okay, Dad, I really need you now. And I said, if this goes right, you know, thank you. And if this doesn't go wrong, I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And
well,
now
you're all scared.
AJ, he's been having frequent chest x-rays afterwards to make sure his lung function is improving. And with each subsequent chest x-ray, it's like his lung function is just, his lung is expanded. He's breathing fine. He has a pulse ox. He's checking his pulse ox at home. He's exactly where he needs to be. So, I mean, it's just a tremendous recovery, a rapid recovery. It needed to happen. So, yeah.
And, I mean, the first week of the break, that's all Jennifer and I talked about.
Yeah.
It's like, how's he doing?
Yeah.
Did you talk to him? Did you talk to him?
Yeah, thanks so much. YouTube's been wonderful. Thanks so much.
No, man, it's been, you know, can't let anything happen to you.
Yeah. It still blows my mind, you know, but I'm like, now all this stuff just happened at once, you know?
Yeah.
I got more to go. Right now, I still got two hernias to fix. Of course, they're gonna eradicate this myeloma thing, and then they're gonna fix my
your back.
They can fix my lower back. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Right now, that's the one that hurts the most is my lower back.
Well, you know, 2 weeks ago you couldn't breathe,
yep,
and your heart wasn't in its right place, and you had a collapsed lung. So
exactly right.
We're making progress.
Yes, we are.
All right, hon. Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you. So you were in a hospital bed on Christmas Day.
Yes. In ICU.
Yeah.
Yep.
When were you operated on?
I was operated on
Monday,
Eve.
Right?
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Because when I woke up, I'm like, what day is it? Because I had no idea. None. I couldn't tell you what day it was, which one was up, down, whatever.
Yeah. So you went in for cancer treatment Friday.
Yeah.
And then they sent you to the ER, and that was a late night.
Yep.
You were there for a while.
Sirens blasting, the thing was moving.
Yeah.
And they transferred me. Yeah.
Yeah. And you looked okay in, you know, when we went to visit you in the room.
Yeah.
And but then they transferred you to Yale, and they said, yeah, maybe we operate tomorrow. I'm like, no one's calling in on a Saturday or a Sunday. I guarantee they're not going to operate on him until Monday.
Yeah. Yep.
But they had to have you in there. They couldn't let you just walk around.
No.
Like, all right, come back Monday and we'll operate. It's like, no, this guy's pretty bad.
Bad idea. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because when I woke up and I said, what day is today? They said, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. was waiting here. Today, it's Christmas time. I was this close to a classic.
You should have.
What day is today? Today, it's Christmas time.
Today is Christmas day.
Christmas day. Couldn't even get that.
That would have been funny if you came out of surgery and just started talking with an accent.
Right. I say, good heavens, my good sir. Yeah. But I see, by the way, ICU people and all nurses are just wonderful, work really, really freaking hard. You know, if you have a nurse in your life, just give them a big hug because they work real hard. I mean, I was watching these people all day long, you know, because nothing else to do. You know, you're just kind of letting them. They just zip, 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 zip. They rarely
They're just constantly taking care of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's from one to the next.
Yep, exactly. You know? I mean, the one bummer thing was there wasn't anything Christmas related in the ICU. Like, I looked down the hall, just see if, like, machines in the hallway.
Yeah.
You know, people running around and stuff like that. But, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't think you can, put religious stuff, you know, for religious holidays
maybe,
in the hospital. It's too politically correct now.
Yeah, yeah. But no, they work hard.
Imagine really they hard. Need all the outlets for those machines, too. Right. You can't just, like, have a string of Christmas lights.
Oh, wait a minute. We unplugged AJ's respirator because...
Gotta get some red and green lights going.
We gotta have the tree going.
Right. I don't know. He wants to charge his cell phone.
He's fine.
Yeah. The one cool thing was when they moved me...
Oh, that was another thing. I was like, oh, my God, this guy.
But...
All right, so, you know, we were moving your truck out of the parking lot and all this stuff, and we had to go to the hospital to get you your specific... phone charger because your iPhone doesn't accept a regular charge.
Yeah, the
Of course his phone doesn't accept the regular charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That clip busted. I can't listen to music on headphones either.
Yeah.
I gotta fix that thing. The cool thing was they moved me after the ICU and they put me back in a room again. I had the room right across the heliport. But the helicopter that was so cool. I'm sitting there. Also, I'm like, I just hear just noises, and I see like lights. I'm like, what the hell is that? Because like, you know, aliens.
Another drone.
It was the helicopter. So I got to watch the helicopter.
Oh, the Lifestar.
Yeah, got to watch that land and all that stuff. And they took a person out, and you know, then when they took off again, the first night I was there was two runs, two different people, and then they landed. When I was waiting to leave to get picked up to leave. They did another run.
You're not having a good day if you're on that helicopter and you're not flying it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But it was so good. So cool.
Yeah.
Never been
so you didn't really have like any Christmas family time, none of that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I had nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. No Christmas time, no Christmas cookies, nothing. Just nothing.
Did you want Christmas cookies?
You know what? I had a craving when I was in the...
Did you see Phil brought in a plate of Christmas cookies? They're right there.
Those are Christmas cookies?
they were for you. I put them right next to you.
Oh, I don't know. I was in the middle of doing a bunch of stuff. I'm sorry. I'm saying that day.
Yeah.
In, on Christmas Day.
Well, you got your Christmas cookies now.
Yeah,
they're right there.
You. Thank you, Phil. Yeah.
What's today, AJ?
Today.
Today.
It's
Christmas Day.
It's the 6th.
Happy 6th.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, Phil. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, good.
I'm glad they caught it early for AJ, and I'm sure he's going to be well. He's going to be fine, and you know, our prayers are with him, obviously. But on a lighter note, are they going to be able to fix the stutter too?
You know, I'm going to blame the whole thing. The flubble.
There you go. You're on to something now.
Jennifer did say it affected your speech.
Exactly right. So,
and the only other thing is, I know how he got the hernias. He's got to stop trying to throw Phil off the roof.
Right.
That's right.
All those
I do
sessions.
Way more than I used
All
to.
All those practice sessions, damn it.